Hello everyone, I'm Chief Alfonso Morales of the Milwaukee Police Department. On Monday, July 20th, the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners issued a directive advising me to promptly provide a full, public, and accurate explanation of the use of tear gas and large volumes of oleoresin capsicum spray during peaceful civil disturbances and the situations that warrant those tactics with the deadline of August 4th. Furthermore, the directive indicated that I shall work with the Board of Fire and Police Commission in amending the proper standard operating procedure to discontinue the use of chemicals mentioned above. A peaceful civil disturbance does not exist. Standard Operating Procedure 910, Civil Disturbances and Crowd Management, which was approved by the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission on March 5th, defines a civil disturbance as an unlawful assembly that constitutes a breach of peace or any assembly of persons where there is a potential of imminent danger of collective violence, destruction of property, or other unlawful acts. These are typically, but not always, spontaneous occurrences requiring the emergency mobilization of police forces and related emergency services. Over the course of the past several months, there have been at least 100 protests that have occurred within the city of Milwaukee. There have been 6 instances when members of the Milwaukee Police Department have had to use a chemical agent, such as oleoresin capsicum spray, to disperse unruly crowds. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson, who oversees the Patrol Bureau, will discuss the Standard Operating Procedure 910, as well as the deployment of chemical agents, as he has presented this topic to the Fire and Police Commission and the Common Council. In addition, we will provide video regarding instances of civil disturbances. Thank you.
I'm Assistant Chief Michael Brunson of the Milwaukee Police Department. And today, I'm going to be talking to you about some instances that occurred in our city in which there were multiple examples of civil unrest and disturbances. You're going to see a video that's going to display some of the behavior that I'll be referring to. So I'm going to start off by talking about our major incident response team and our tactical enforcement unit. Those are units that are created on our department to deal with unusual circumstances, including instances of civil disturbance and civil unrest. During this period of time that I'm going to refer to, May 29th through June 23rd, there were 6 instances in which the Milwaukee Police Department used chemical irritants as a result of citizens' behavior and conduct and them engaging in riotous behavior. In 4 of the instances that I'm going to refer to, it directly involved our police districts. So the first situation occurred May 29th, 2020. At District 5, 2920 North Vail Phillips, right on the street there. There was reckless driving behavior going on during that period of time. There were bricks, bottles, and fireworks that were being thrown at officers. There were multiple shots fired from across the street in a lot. And there were a number of citizens who tried to rush towards the building while making threats to officers. Citizens continued with their riotous behavior. Multiple shots were fired. Businesses were beginning to being looted in that area, that immediate area. In addition to that, large chunks of concrete, debris, bricks, bottles, and fireworks were thrown at officers. And so after those announcements were made, giving those citizens who wanted to comply time to comply, then at that point in time, oleoresin capsicum gas along with CS gas was deployed in order to cause citizens to disperse to try to bring a level of safety to that area after multiple citizens were put in danger, including police officers, based on the conduct of those individuals that were partaking in that violent behavior at the time. Citizen injuries reported to police from that night was none. We don't have any citizens that we know of that have come forward to report that they were injured as a result of the behaviors from that night or from police action from that night. As far as police officers, we had an officer who was shot that night in the foot as he was trying to address the traffic that was clogging up Locust Street on that night. We also had an officer who was treated at the hospital for a concussion when he was struck in the head with a piece of concrete. May 30th, 11:30 p.m. is the next incident. And that incident occurred at 36 and Fond du Lac in front of District Number 7. That is a night when curfew was in effect, an order from the city by the mayor. There was a large crowd, undetermined number of individuals, both on foot and in vehicles there. What were some of their actions that day? They were driving recklessly. They were blocking traffic, occupying traffic lanes. They were also throwing rocks, bottles, projectiles at officers who were standing in front of District Number 7. There's also looting of stores in the immediate area. And individuals that were engaged in that riotous behavior were using traffic cones to create barricades so that they can come, even though officers were attempting to prevent them from moving towards them while throwing objects. They were using those barricades as kind of a block or an obstacle so that they can get closer to the officers as they were throwing the debris, the bottles, the bricks, etc. Less lethal munitions used in front of District Number 7 was OC-based irritant. So no CS gas was used for that particular situation. As I stated before, there were no citizens that reported that they were injured to us by those actions that were taken. The crowd eventually dispersed from that area after being there for a number of hours. And we had one officer sustain a dislocated shoulder while struggling with a citizen that was taken into custody there based on their behavior. The next incident occurred Sunday, May 31st at 11:40 p.m. Location, once again in front of District 5, same location as from May 29th. Crowd estimate on that night was 1,500 people, both on foot and in vehicles. Some of the crowd actions that night: reckless driving, blocking traffic in both directions. We had a number of individuals climb onto the roof of nearby restaurant, Burger King. They were starting fires in the parking lot of the Burger King and the Fast and Friendly convenience store, which is right across the street from District 5. Individuals were also throwing rocks, bottles, fireworks, and there were also numerous shots fired in the area. There were individuals that attempted to break through the police line that was there, trying to protect the building and the squad cars that were located right there in the parking lot. And there was an individual shouting, "Burn it down." And as you know, what has occurred across the country was there were multiple cities in which police buildings and vehicles were destroyed by individuals engaged in riotous behavior. Officers, MERC unit, officers specifically and personnel did disperse chemical irritants at that time to stop the citizens' actions. Citizens' injuries reported to the police from that particular day? None. We have no reported injuries to us from a citizen based on our actions that day. And on that day, no officers were injured. The next incident, Tuesday, June 2nd, around 7 o'clock p.m. in the area of 6th and McKinley. Crowd estimate there, approximately 200 people on foot and about 50 vehicles. Crowd action on that day. Blocking police and civilian vehicles in the area. We had citizens that were striking squad cars, throwing rocks, bottles, and asphalt. One subject was seen urinating in an empty water bottle. Was an LRAD used to provide those warnings that I referred to before? Yes. What were the citizens' actions as a result of us making those announcements, making that declaration that this was an unlawful assembly? They remained on scene and continued throwing objects at officers and refused to leave the area, despite the numerous and repeated warnings from police. What kind of munitions were used, or chemical irritants, smoke, OC gas were used at that particular incident. The next incident occurred Thursday, June 4th at 3:20 a.m. Once again, in front of District 5. Crowd estimate, about 100 people on foot and approximately 20 vehicles. Crowd actions in that particular situation. Reckless driving. Subjects were blocking both lanes of traffic. They were laying down in the street, impeding the travel of citizens and police vehicles. They climbed on top of police vehicles. They were throwing rocks, bottles, and fireworks at police personnel. Gunshots were fired in the parking lot across the street from the district. And in that particular instance, a vehicle that was part of the crowd fled, striking a citizen and two officers, causing injury to all three. Munitions used in that incident, smoke, and that was the only type of chemical irritant that was used for that particular situation. Citizens injured. As I stated before, there was a citizen injured, not from police action, but from the action of one of the participants that was involved there as he fled. And that individual continued to flee after he hit that citizen and drug him a few feet and also struck those officers. That individual was later arrested. As far as officer injuries, two officers sustained lower leg injuries after being struck by said vehicle. The last situation that I'm going to discuss today is the 2100 block of North 40th Street, which occurred at about 4 p.m. The reason for the disturbance was a citizen-initiated investigation into two missing juveniles who the crowd believed was located in a residence in that area. Crowd estimate, 250 to 300 people. As MERC personnel responded to the scene, first of all, they responded without their armor to present a soft approach. And after being on scene for a period of time and seeing the crowd and believing that possibly the crowd was reacting to officers on scene as they were jeering officers, using profanity, invective, and vitriol on scene towards those officers. Once we were wrapping up our investigatory piece as it related to the missing, the MERC unit decided to go to the front of the residence in preparation to leave as our investigation as far as the missing, and there also were later shots fired. Once those investigations were complete, we were going to leave as our investigation was done there. At that point in time, the crowd rushed forward and began to enter the house. They began to destroy items that were in the house, and they also set the house on fire. At that point in time, MERC officers obviously returned and attempted to get control of that particular scene. Now, during this scene, what were some of the crowd's actions? We had multiple arsons committed. We had bricks, bottles, board, construction debris thrown at officers, and there were three people that were shot. on scene there that day. What we saw after being there for a period of time along with our tactical enforcement unit was citizens who continued to refuse to leave the area. No matter how many times we directed them to stop their riotous behavior and their conduct. And after a period of about 3 to 4 hours of citizens being on scene there, intermittently throwing objects at officers, then parts of the crowd began to engage in reckless driving and cruising activity. During the night, individuals from that cruising behavior returned to the scene at about 11:50. They actually set the house on fire again and began to throw large bricks, bottles at officers, in addition to fireworks, and there were also multiple shots fired in the area. What munitions or chemical irritants were used? Safe smoke and OC were the chemical irritants that were used on that scene in order for officers to attempt to get control of the area and to provide safety for the neighbors and the residents of that neighborhood. Now, as far as injuries are concerned, 8 officers sustained various bruises, abrasions, and contusions to the face, leg, head, hand, and arms as a result of being struck with the multiple objects that were being thrown on that day. I would say, based on the level of behaviors that occurred during that period of time, our MERC unit and our tactical enforcement unit showed a lot of restraint. Now, as it relates to our policy regarding civil disturbance and crowd management and the definitions contained therein, you heard the definition of civil disturbance previously. A civil disturbance consists of an unlawful assembly. And I'm just going to quickly give you the definition for an unlawful assembly. It's an assembly which consists of 3 or more persons and which causes a disturbance of public order that it is reasonable to believe that the assembly will cause injury to persons or damage to property unless it is immediately dispersed. And if you look at our policy under F as it relates to crowd dispersal, in many of these instances, there were attempts made to quell the crowd. There were attempts made at times to reach out to community organizers when there was a chance to do that, to get them to try to address some of the more unruly individuals from the crowd, to try to calm them down, to try to mollify them. Those things occurred. Warnings were given through our LRAD that I've talked about previously. What we saw during this period of time was the type of behavior that would likely cause injury to citizens, and in some cases did cause injury to citizens. We had an over 300% increase in shot spotter alerts during the period of time that we had this unrest in our city. So this was a very dangerous period of time for the citizens of our community and for the members of our police department. So what we'll say about this period of time and the protests that are going on around our country and in our city is that the Milwaukee Police Department has absolutely no problem with peaceful protesters. And we do not use chemical irritants towards peaceful protesters. We encourage people to exercise their rights, but we want them to do it within the confines of the law. If a citizen is involved in a gathering of any type that begins to devolve into the type of behavior and conduct that I've talked about here today with you, we will provide those warnings, as I indicated, putting citizens on notice that this particular incident is an unlawful assembly and that you must leave or possibly be subject to arrest if you're participating or remaining on scene during an unlawful assembly contrary to the law. So we ask all of you to protest peacefully, to follow the law, and we encourage you as citizens of this city to be safe. God bless you. Thank you.